You're listening to These Walls Ain't Padded. Get ready for fun, laughter, and free-range beef. It's a vegan's worst nightmare. Moo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Swapcast.
Hang on one second. Sorry, let me fix Austin's timing here. The tracking's a little off.
Yeah.
Swapcast episode 7.
Oh yeah, V-I-I.
What? Why are you spelling at me?
P.
That's not how you spell it.
E.
What the hell are you spelling?
N.
All right. So I'm going to apologize in advance because I was actually like gone all weekend and did like screaming and stuff, and so my voice is a little out.
Okay.
So I apologize ahead of time if I like drop out or my volume is like super low
or something. Yeah,
I feel like I'm projecting pretty well, but I it looks like I'm not. So
yeah, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't help that you talk louder than me.
I know.
Stop one-upping me. It's all right. We're allowed to yell today.
Yes, we are.
It's that yelling day.
It's one of those days where we can just yell as loud as we fucking can.
I'm king of the squirrels. All right, that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So in the last 2 weeks, or I guess the last week, because Mark is a douchebag and forgets how to push the button on his mouse and actually upload the episode.
Yeah, Mark. Jeez.
So apologies for last week being late. This is exactly what happened. I'm not making this up. I literally took the time to like upload the episode and then like tag it and everything, but I never clicked publish, so it didn't publish it. And then I closed the window and it auto deleted it from my cache, and thinking I had already uploaded it, I deleted it from my computer desktop.
I just don't know what went wrong.
So the next Monday rolls around and I'm like, oh wait, why is there no new episode?
You look at me and you say, I didn't upload last week's episode of Topcast, right? I was just like, yeah, you think?
So we talked about Pi Day a week late.
Yay!
But I hope you guys had a good Pi Day.
Mm-hmm. Me, I know I did.
You didn't have any pie, did you?
Maybe.
I didn't have any pie.
I had pizza pie.
I cried. I wanted pie. But I did not get any.
Oh.
What are you doing?
It's like sex.
Wow, you're a dick.
You cry because you didn't get any.
You're a dick.
Exactly.
You're not getting any either. You're the loneliest dick in the world. You're a dick who's waiting out in the cold, pouring rain, waiting to be let inside.
He's got me down to a peg.
Are you a pirate?
I'm a vampire.
Are you looking for booty? Yar.
I got a sex drive.
Yar, I got splinters in me booty.
Yar, I got termites in me dick. Okay.
Oh God. Why do they call him Peg Leg Pete? He doesn't have a peg leg.
Well, he does have wood.
Okay. So, like I said, I was out all weekend. I actually went up to San Francisco because, for those of you who don't know me, I practice Chinese martial arts known as wushu.
Wushu.
And it's not the food. That's mushu gaipan.
And it's not
gaipan or something.
It's not wuxi.
No.
If you watch Kung Fu Panda.
And it's not whatever the name was for the what was it? The teenage, the little kids who were doing Shaolin Showdown.
Oh,
what are they called?
Shengong Wu.
Shengong Wu. Yeah, no, it's not that either. Oh. It's Wushu.
Yes.
And it's not a red dragon from Mulan. So,
okay.
But I just realized this is in mono.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, should we start over?
No.
No, okay. Oh.
It can be an episode of mono. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
But so, yeah, I was up in the Bay Area. I also got to DJ the after party for the competition,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome, except for a couple things. Here's the first thing. And this I didn't find out until later, but apparently, because I got a new mixer, which, thanks to my friend who bought that for me, that was way nice of you.
Woohoo!
Damn it! I'm sorry.
Thank you for reminding me to put my phone on vibrate.
I'm so sorry. I'm it's on vibrate and it's there.
All right, it's the Austin podcast now.
I threw it across the room. It's gone.
Austin
yeah,
podcast
so
time is over.
I had to. I got a new mixer, and when I got my new mixer, it wouldn't work with my current version of Traktor, which is the mixing program I use. So I had to upgrade Traktor to Traktor 2. Uh-huh. When I did that, apparently the default record option is to an external source. So I had a 4-hour and 6-minute set, my longest set to date.
Pretty
and
cool.
It actually went really well, but I couldn't record it. I recorded 4 hours of silence. I tried to record it thinking it was recording, and I got silence.
Yay.
So I will never be able to hear that mix again. And if you weren't at that party, you missed out.
4 hours of silence sounds kind of like me trying to do stand-up, right? Exactly.
So that was number one. Number two, I was told to bring dance, top 40s, which is really just dance nowadays.
Yeah.
And house.
Uh-huh.
So that's all the music I brought.
Yeah.
I had 8 people ask me if I could play any hip hop. I had 1 person ask me exactly like this. Do you have any ghetto music?
Ghetto music.
I looked at him and I was like, to be honest, I don't even really know what that means.
any ghetto music from the old chateau?
Oh God, it was so bad. One
on
of
the
people,
plateau.
Somebody requested Dougie. I was like, no, I don't have that. I'm sorry. I can't help you. This isn't the DJ you're looking for.
Oh God.
Yeah. But overall, it looked like people had a good time. You know, it was at least 200 people, probably
200.
More than that.
Wow.
And so to have only 9 people come up and have to be turned away in disappointment, that's pretty good odds.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like, what, 2% or something?
Yep. It's 98%. It's not the 99%.
What? Don't make a 1% joke in this podcast. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck isn't wrong with me?
Austin is the 1% of people who is crazy. Or are crazy. I don't grammar. There's an angry bird on the table.
Yes, there is.
That's awkward.
Okay. So other than that, how was your weekend, Mark?
It was awesome, except we have a tradition with the Wushu team. This is the 3rd time I've gone up there with them. And the last 2 times when we went to go see the Golden Gate Bridge, there's a little park nearby where you can actually like walk down to the wharf and like see it and stuff. And the pathway that's there, it has a hill on it, and we call it Challenger Hill. Because we have pictures of people, one person at the bottom of the hill, one person at the top, like, I challenge you. And then like there's a picture of 2 people on the top, like in fight stances. This year we couldn't go to that hill because they had the pathway blocked off. Apparently they're like revamping it or whatever. But I was crying almost.
That's sad.
It probably was just the rain actually hitting my face and tearing. It rained almost the whole weekend.
Really?
And apologies to you guys in Northern California. I've been looking at the forecast. It's raining all week. It has been raining since Saturday, and it will be raining through Friday.
I am very sad about that, too.
I'm sure Seattle's like, fuck you. We get snow, too.
Whatever.
Yeah, it rains all year.
Yeah, we get to
play
in.
What
is sun? What is air?
What is to blame?
What is being?
What is beach?
What is me?
Okay, I think we've killed that one.
What?
Austin, the horse is dead.
The final frontier.
Space.
Oh.
That was an easy one.
Space?
Yeah.
You want to go to space?
No.
Oh.
my weekend was really eventful. The drive was crazy as hell. We actually, the theme of the weekend was, you're a douchebag. Because we were playing Words with Friends for most of the ride up. And one of the guys on the team, Kevin, my God, he's a douchebag at Words with Friends.
Douchebag?
Seriously, he would score like 96 points with 3 letters.
I've done that before.
No, but like every move.
Oh.
And we had like 5 games going on because there were 5 of us who were playing.
Uh-huh.
So he's playing 5 different people, scoring that high on every move.
What a dick.
Yeah. We're like, fuck you. Then like it was stupid because basically like I would play a word. And then I'd pull my letters back, and I'd have, like, 4 E's. And you can only have 7 tiles. So I'd have, like, 4 E's, a Q, an X, and a J. And I'm like, what the fuck do I play with this? Like, I couldn't play words. So, like, I had whole turns where it was just, like, the oncoming rush of every vowel in the whole damn pile was going to my inbox.
What do I play? Do I play
Oh, God. It's so frustrating. So, I think with Kevin, by the end of the weekend, I had, like, I was losing, in terms of the game numbers, like 4-1.
That explains the missing vein on your forehead.
Yeah.
It just burst.
Yeah. I had an aneurysm.
Boom.
I had an analogyism.
An analogy. An anagram?
An anagram. A mammogram. Oh. A pap smear. Wait, no, I didn't have one of those. I don't even have a pap.
I read something that it was...
You read?
Yes. It was like of course it was a gag, and I don't remember what it was from, but it said Jewish gynecologist develops the pap schmear.
That's his shtick, huh?
Yeah, that's his shtick.
The pap schmear.
The pap schmear.
His nom dip, however you would do that. And...
All right.
Right. So what did you do for your weekend?
Got rained on.
I thought you were gonna say something completely different. This was about to turn into a completely different show.
What would you think I was gonna say?
I was gonna ask you, did you call the cops afterwards and like take a cold shower and are you going to court to like make him pay? That kind of
did
thing.
You say I was gonna say I got raped on?
That's what I thought you were gonna say.
No, I got rained on. I did some voice acting. Boo. I caught up a lot on voice acting.
I'm so behind. I have like 8 projects on top of the ones that I want to do myself. It's
terrible. I wonder what you could.
I've been sick. Get off my ass. Fuck you, you malignant tumor of a character. That's right, balls. Take it.
Oh,
right in the balls.
He's got me to a peg.
That's the second time you've said that. I don't see a single peg in this room. I'm gonna hurt you.
And I worked on some music for a thing that I'm doing music
for a guy stuff.
For a guy that I can't talk about, but
you can't talk about the guy, or you can't talk about the music.
I can't talk about what I'm doing the music for. But
Amtrak's 91 behind the music. It all started with the drugs.
All the drugs. Tylenol, Pepto Bismol,
Albuterol, pretty much all the alls.
All the alls.
All the alls.
All the alls.
Yeah.
It ends with me giving like some speech about, you know.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it ends with you giving head to a sailor.
Oh, that's the very last the very last shot is a sailor on
him and
his
the
pants.
Peg.
Zipping his pants down, you see his peg just goes thunk on the floor, and I
awkward
suck it.
That would suck.
Exactly.
No, think about it. Like the mechanics of sucking on a wooden shaft, like. First of all, there's probably no air hole, so you're literally just sucking on wood.
Shut your mouth.
I'm only talking about shafts.
Thank you. See, this is the chemistry that we got going here. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
We are volatile.
Volatile?
Do not heat. Keep away from children and small animals.
The fuck?
Okay, maybe the big animals. Small animals are okay. Fuck that bear.
Okay. Let's see here. What else did I do?
Did you sleep?
Fuck no.
Me neither.
Let's see here. I talked to some guys. Went to a party.
You went to a party?
I went to a party.
You have friends?
I went to a potty party. Yep.
A potty party?
I went to a potty party.
Was it BYOT? Bring your own toilet?
Bring your BYOTP?
No. That's every party.
Oh.
And sleepover.
Oh.
You always bring your own toilet paper.
What about bring your own tampon?
That's also important.
Oh, okay.
I've never had to ask anyone for another tampon because you know I've always been prepared.
You know I have.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
I bet.
It's not as embarrassing if you say, "Dude, can I borrow a condom?" And you're like, "You can have one."
I know. I don't want it back when you're done.
You don't want it back when you're done with it.
In that case, you know, don't ask to borrow anything usable. Like,
yeah.
Although I'm kind of guilty of this, I'm always like, "Can I borrow a fork?" It's like a plastic fork.
Can I borrow a fork? Can I borrow a dollar? Spork. Can
I borrow... No, the dollar I will give back. Oh, that's yeah. It's different.
You won't give me back
the same... It's not like I borrow the dollar and blow my nose
and
give it back to you.
You won't give me back the same dollar.
Maybe I will. How do you know? Maybe it's my sole purpose in life to go swimming through the seas of currency in this country, to find every bill and coin I have ever borrowed and spent, and return it to its rightful users. How about that, Austin?
Shut the Johnny Young.
Why don't you ever think of that?
Shut the Johnny Young fuck up, Marley. So we
got Yes, I got it. My whole goal of that whole spiel was to get that red line on the screen.
Yeah.
I live for the line.
He lives on the line.
I'm on the line. You didn't even take me out to dinner first. speaking of dinner, this weekend I had a little bit of downtime because I wasn't competing. And so I actually picked up and started playing Katawa Shoujo again, which if you don't know what it is, it's this visual novel that was put together by a bunch of people from 4chan, but like the bright side of 4chan. Not the you mad lol side of 4chan. So really good writing, really good character design. The animation's great. The art is great. The music's great. It's a fucking wonderful game.
Well, it's because it's Mike Yanell doing the art.
I guess. I don't know really who did it.
But. Mike Yanell is the guy who did Draw With Me.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the one. That's the video with the boy and the girl on two sides of the glass, and they can't hear each other.
That sounds really depressing. I think I would remember if I'd seen that.
Yeah, we'll watch
that. You'll
have
to show me that.
We'll watch that
so I can cry.
It's a very, very beautiful piece of animation.
But it's a wonderful game, and it's really you get really involved. And because you get so involved, it was like I haven't touched the game since early February.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, end of March. And yeah. So it was really kind of like, oh, wow, this is where I was. Oh, I was pretty far, yada, yada, yada.
All that nonsense.
Yeah. And so it was bizarre because I'm playing and I'm like all of a sudden like right back into the story. It's like I'd never left. And we're driving back and it wasn't my turn to drive. So I'm in the back seat playing Katawa Shoujo, of course. And we stopped at a restaurant. I think it was a McDonald's or something. We stopped and my battery apparently early in the weekend had said, you know, service battery, whatever that meant. It's a Mac, and so it, like, tells you weird things that don't actually make sense. Uh-huh. It's like, your battery may still be working, but you might want to see somebody about it soon. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? So I literally, it told me I had an hour left when I closed my Mac and put it to sleep when we went to the restaurant. We got out. I opened my Mac. It's on for, like, not even 20 seconds, and it shuts down. Wow. And I pushed the little power check button on the side, and it's, like, blinking at me, no battery. I almost flipped a table, but there were no tables in the car.
So you flipped the air?
I flipped my head.
Yeah. So that's what that stitch is
in
your neck.
Yeah, it was really awkward. When I got home, I had to ask for my roommate's help to pry my hair out of my neck and flip my head over and help me sew it back on. So
now you're nearly headless, Mark.
No, I'm fully headless, but sewed back on. So it's temporarily headed.
Nearly headless?
I'm temporarily headed, Mark.
How can you be nearly headless?
Like this.
That's not an old joke at all.
No, only about 10 years. Holy shit, I'm old!
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about Harry Potter actually this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my friend is reading it for the first time, or watching the movies for the first time.
Oh, really?
She's gonna read it afterwards.
Oh, really?
And I was like, how could you not have watched it? Because for me, I grew up with Harry Potter. I was 10 when the first book came out. So.
See, now I don't like that expression. How could you have not have...
Because... No, with something like Harry Potter, when there are 8 movies that have been out for 10 years, to never have seen any of it?
Yeah, but you don't have to assume that just because you've read it that not everybody's...
No, I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the movies. Hadn't seen the movies.
Even the movies, because I've met people who haven't seen Star Wars.
That's different. There's only 3 of those.
There's 6,
dumbass. No, we don't talk about the other 3.
Don't give a
those
shit.
Those don't exist. There's only 3 Star Wars movies, but there's 8 Harry Potter films. 8! That's like saying you've never seen... I can't think of any other series that has 8 movies.
Okay.
I can't. I can't.
Okay.
So it's hard for me to believe that someone hasn't seen a single one of the movies.
Anyway.
Or at least some of it.
Anyway.
Like browsing through the channels late at night.
Anyway.
HBO.
Anyway.
Skinemax.
Anyway.
The Harry Potter and His Chamber of Secrets.
The Chamber Pot of Secrets?
No, that's a different story.
Keep out of the Chamber Pot of Secrets.
That one involves urine.
You know not what lies within.
I don't think I want to.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Swan.
You're sitting on the Chamber Pot of Secrets.
Ew. Oh, that explains the smell.
I think Winky needs a chamber pot.
Ew.
All right. Now that we've gone to toilet jokes.
Ah, yeah.
It's all toilet jokes.
Oh, God, it's all toilet sounds.
Mommy,
the fax machine's broken. Uh-huh.
Austin.
What?
There's a giant blue ball in your living room.
There is a giant blue ball in my
Why
living
do you have
room.
Blue balls, Austin?
Why not?
Can I touch your blue ball? I'm going to touch it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it's stimulating me, Mark. Oh. God.
Oh, okay.
Damn it, Mark.
I'm going to grab this teddy bear. He's going to sit with
me. No.
Why?
Because it's my bear. It's my bear.
I'm going to sit with your bear.
No, it's my bear.
It's my bear now.
It's my bear.
He smells like your face.
Oh.
But not the good part.
His name is Bernie.
Bernie? He doesn't look like Bernie.
He's a Bernie.
He looks more like a teddy.
He's a Bernie.
He looks more like a teddy. What are you you're discriminating against people who've been burned now? Calling them Bernies? What kind of derogatory slang, mannerism, word, dingamabobbers are you throwing around behind my back?
Shut your mouth.
Are you calling me burnt sienna when I'm not looking?
Shut your mouth.
I am not a shade of red.
Shut your mouth.
I have never been near fire. Shut That's your a mouth. Lie. I Shut love fire. Oh, fire. We should burn something.
No.
I'm going to burn your face.
No.
Then you'll look like me.
Yay.
Yay.
Or at least like Harvey Dent.
No. Harvey Dent's face melted. It didn't burn.
Or Anakin Skywalker.
No. Anakin just got old.
No, he got burned.
That's what they say. But then you go back and you watch episode 6 and you see clearly he's just old.
Back to Mark.
No.
Mark, learn your Star Wars.
No.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Mark clearly doesn't know his Star Wars
shit. I do. I know what I saw.
No, you don't.
When you first watch episode 6, okay, and Luke pulls off Darth Vader's helmet, and you see the old man's face in there, it does not look burned.
Bacta.
What the fuck is Bacta?
Look up Bacta.
Is that like futuristic Bactine?
No. Look up
What is it? You tell me right now.
It's a healing thing. Like,
that is dumb. Then why do you have to wear the stupid helmet?
Because
if his face already healed, why has he got to wear a helmet?
His skin is healed, but that doesn't mean his lungs and his arms and the rest of his body functions work.
Functions?
Functions, yes.
The things that dropped out of school, body right. school.
And to
My quote, heart did not get a degree to in quote, heartology.
To quote Hayden Christensen to Ewan McGregor, I hate you! I hate you!
You were supposed to be the chosen one!
But now I feel more like the frozen one. Pokemon 2000.
Yes.
All right. What
and
else?
The world will turn to ash.
Get it? Because it's a double on... Okay, it's the thing where... Okay, so how you doing, Mark?
I'm okay-ish.
Okay. How's your dick?
Did you seriously just ask me that?
How's your dick?
Fuck you, that's how it is.
Exactly.
I don't want you... I am not required to answer that question.
Okay, then how's your butt?
Fuck you!
Exactly.
Let's change the subject, get off of my genitalia and other nether regions.
How's your foot?
That's a nether region.
How's your nose?
It's the nethermost nether region.
How's your foot?
That's the nethermost nether region. Go away.
How's your nose?
I hate you. I'm gonna punch you in your nose.
So,
What? Speak English.
I was in a Skype call.
You're right. It's hilarious.
This weekend. And I was really tired. And I just started like babbling shit. And then
What do you mean battling?
Babbling.
Oh, babbling. Okay.
And I just started babbling. And I said just randomly, you take the dick, you take the chode, you put them together, it makes a toad. And then my friend just starts busting up laughing and says, it's the number one principle of alchemy. You have to give something to get something.
So basically what he's saying is you have to give head to get head.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Or do you have to give head to get a head? Like, what? Maybe if you're in the acting industry.
Shut your mouth.
I'm only talking about acting. Fast acting to acting.
Oh.
Head on. Apply directly to the shut up.
Okay, Smosh.
I fucking hate that commercial. When that commercial first came on, I swear to God, I almost threw a Wiimote at the TV intentionally. And we didn't have a Wii!
We weenie.
Alright, Austin's broken again. So, something, what was that exciting thing that happened last week that we were going to talk about?
Was it the other guy on the...
Yes!
Oh,
you saw him.
God.
I didn't get to see him. So, tell me what happened.
So, this guy... Okay, you remember when we were talking about the evolution guy? Well, this guy was out there, and he had a sign, a big black sign.
Why does it got to be black?
Exactly. Because it said if you are atheist, a pagan... All this other stuff, and I think like it said like a witch or a heathen.
Wait, okay, pagan and a witch?
I don't.
Well, no, not even that. Pagan and heathen are like not oxymoronic. They're redundant. But they mean the same thing.
Like he like had like this list, and a lot of the stuff was pretty fucking redundant. And then there was like homosexual and all this stuff. And it says you are going to hell. And then like I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? So I just kind of ignored him, and I was coming back across, and he pointed at somebody who was wearing one of those is that a hijab? Is that what it's called?
I think so. The head wrap.
Yeah. There was the girl who was wearing it, and he pointed at her and said something. I don't remember what he said, and then as soon as he pointed at her, everybody who was surrounding him just like walked away.
Good.
I just did.
Good.
I was pissed off at him, but I was glad that. I'm glad that I can still live on this planet and not have to think about the weather on Mars.
You know what, though? That may have regained your trust in humanity, but I lost mine today.
What'd you happen?
Whatever little bit of faith in humanity I had left, I lost today.
What happened?
When I saw that apparently people are complaining about the Hunger Games movie. Now, I have not seen the movie. I have not read the books. I don't know anything about the story.
This pissed me off.
However,
the people are like this.
There's an overwhelmingly loud number of people who are complaining about a character in the movie. I forget her name, but she's supposed to be like a little angel.
Rue.
She's supposed to be a little angel, and they're complaining that she's black.
When in the book, it clearly states that she has brown eyes and dark skin.
There was one guy who
twice.
Was like, there's one guy who's like, I knew she had dark skin, but I didn't think it'd be all the way black.
Somebody even said the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
there
said
was
like,
somebody like who there was another person who said, I'm not gonna lie, Rue being black ruined the movie for me.
Somebody
like the whole movie? Because one character is black?
Somebody,
what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Somebody said, I pictured Rue being a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, and the fact that made her black kind of made her death less sad for me.
Right? I liked what the person... Like, all of these are on some Tumblr.
No, it was Twitter.
No. Yeah, well, but the...
Oh, yeah, you
the
can...
The person put together a Tumblr for all of these Twitter posts.
Yeah, like, like that Tumblr that made fun of all those people who were complaining about the Wikipedia blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. And it was just ridiculous. But she was like, this is as if to say, had the original character been written in the book as blonde-haired, blue-eyed, they would care. But then if it's a black character, they don't. And it's dumb. And the author, there are three black characters in the book, one of whom could technically not be black. I'm sorry,
yeah.
In the movie. One of whom could not be, you know, technically you could get away with it being any race because the author never stated what they were.
Yeah.
And that person ends up being played by Lenny Kravitz or something.
But with Rue, it clearly states.
It states she's got dark skin. And then
twice.
her other counterparts, they're both from like District 11 or something like that. And they're both dark skinned. Which is like, I'm dark-skinned.
Yeah.
People don't believe I'm black, but I'm dark-skinned and I am black.
Yeah.
So, and I looked at a picture of the girl who plays Rue. She's not, like, black-black. She's, like, my color black.
Yeah, she's not black. She's, like, kind of caramel.
Right, and that's exactly what the author described.
Yeah.
Like, there's an excerpt from the book
that's
on page, like, 58 or something
like
that.
It's, like, highlighted.
And it totally explains, it says, word for word, she had dark hair, dark skin, blah, blah, blah.
These are apparently illiterate morons.
People who assume, like they say, they're the big fans of the Hunger Games. Well, they're not big enough fans to read the damn thing.
People who didn't read the fucking book.
Or like, I don't know, read the Cliff Notes version.
They didn't read the fucking book. They fucked the book. They put their dick in it and they just like slammed
it. They absorbed it by osmosis.
They slammed their penis in the book over and over
and
over.
Some of them were girls too.
And so
there was some girl who was like, Raise your hand if you, like I, am confused why some black bitch is Rue. And I was like, really?
It was like, just fucking annoying.
Really? Am I the only person who reads books to, like, actually read? Are they just staring at the words and playing their holophone so that it makes pictures? Like, I don't...
Holophone? Shall we say it together, Mark?
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say. So.
You said holophone.
Okay.
And we were talking about something that you said I don't
want. Well, to be honest, I do want to live on this planet. I want all the fucking idiots to not live on this planet.
Well.
You know what? I hear Mars is looking for colonists.
Oh.
And if you find Prothean ruins, they'll really love you.
We can ship them to the moon, and they'll
on
be...
On the moon!
They'll be whalers on the moon. And so we can,
and they never find whales.
And so
space whales.
And so we can set up a theme park that will be a tribute to their stupidity. And they can all sing. We're whalers on the moon. We're whalers on the moon. I don't remember how the rest of that song goes.
I don't get the reference. So
it's the second episode of Futurama.
Dude, Futurama is one of those things that you don't have to watch in order.
Whalers on the moon.
Bitch, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to launch you in a rocket to Mars.
Mark.
You are going to land on Olympus Mons and roll all the way down.
Hey, Mark.
Shut up. Punch you in the penis.
All right.
So, yeah, obviously, I'm a little upset about it.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's played up ignorant. Fucking... I don't understand how somebody being a certain skin color could ruin it for you. And that was it. It's like a perversion of the big argument for the Avatar movie.
Unless it's something like the Avatar movie.
See, even that for me, the Avatar movie, the big stink about everyone complaining about how the races were different, it didn't bother me because Avatar is not something that's set on Earth.
Yeah.
So because it's a foreign planet, I'm fine with it being whatever races they got.
Yeah.
The idea of Middle Easterners playing the Fire Nation made sense. They live in a desert.
Mm-hmm.
They're very respect oriented, which is similar, you know, Japanese and Arabian cultures. I don't want to say Arabic. I want to say Arabian cultures are very similar in that respect. There's an emphasis on respect and being respectful of your elders and following orders and that kind of thing. So the structure of it made sense. So I saw no problem with the Fire Nation being Middle Eastern. You know, obviously it was a little upsetting to see that Sokka and Katara were not cast to play exactly what they looked like in the series.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have ruined the movie for me. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I hear it's just a bad movie, period.
Yeah, the movie ruins the movie.
I knew people who, and there were at least 100,000 of these people. Not that I knew personally.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew a good handful of people who were just like, I'm boycotting the movie because of the races. Like, give the movie a freaking chance. Like, it's not Earth. You can't define it based on race.
Yeah, you have to define the movie based on how good or shitty it is.
Speaking of, to get off this whole hate bandwagon, because I'm tired of being angry. I saw John Carter a week and a half ago.
Oh.
It was fucking amazing.
Wait, we were just talking about... I thought we were going to talk about Legend of Korra.
We can talk about that in a second. I'm talking about John Carter first.
Oh.
Contain your excitement. So, John Carter, and I describe it this way to everyone who asks me, it was just short of Star Wars level epic.
Okay.
It was that good, in my opinion.
I've heard different things, but this is the source that I trust. So.
Yeah, this is my opinion. I'm saying it now for the third time. My opinion is that this movie is epic, it's good,
and as you know, you should take our opinion as gospel, right?
Because anything anyone else says is purely bullshit.
I'm the current movie critic. I remember it so you can go see it and enjoy
it. And I'm Siskel and Ebert fused together.
And I'm Patrick Warburton.
Why are you here?
Why not?
Okay, so John Carter, also known as John Carter of Mars, based off of a book, The Princess of Mars, which was written in the 1800s. Which is really cool because, like, basically he finds... I don't want to spoil the movie. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. But it's a good movie. Go see it. The thing I like about it, though, is that there are alien races involved. And for the first time, I think, ever. There's an alien race that has females that don't have egregiously large boobs for the sake of being big boobs.
Thank God.
Like, Avatar wasn't as bad about it. I'm talking about James Cameron's Avatar.
Yeah.
Wasn't as bad about it, but they still had, like... boobs.
They weren't anime boobies?
They weren't anime boobies, but they had boobs. But in John Carter, they do not have boobs. Yay. Because they're not mammalian.
Yay.
Although the Earth-like Marsians do. Like you have to.
Of course.
But there's a race of people who are a large race on the planet mm-hmm. and play an important role in the movie. And they're like they're like four-armed and it's pretty cool.
The green
it's
guys. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's really awesome. And like the only defining characteristic between the male and the female, most of the you only really see two females for sure because you hear them speak.
Uh-huh.
But they tend to be a little bit smaller. And they seem to be a little lighter.
Okay.
Not in color, but I mean like
I know what weight. You mean. Yeah.
So, but it was a great movie. It was well spun. It was well acted. Definitely go see it.
Okay. I didn't see it, so yeah, I'll check it out.
And then there's Korra.
Yeah, boy.
So if you don't know, we here at Twopcast are very large Last Airbender fans.
Oh, right in the honor.
But, and so we've been kind of on the Legend of Korra bandwagon since it sort of opened up shop.
Coronation.
And thank God for Coronation because we got 100,000 likes on their PyGow page.
Woohoo!
On
Pie Facebook. Show.
Pie Show. Sorry, PyGow is the real game.
Mm-hmm.
and so they decided they were going to upload the first two episodes of Korra.
Oh, yeah.
Three weeks early.
They said they were just going to upload the first one, and everybody was like freaking out when they said there was going to be the first two.
I know.
Plus a preview of the season.
Now, I've only seen the first one. I like just finished the first half of this.
And I want to talk about the whole thing because it's and so you have to fucking wait. Amazing.
You have to wait. We couldn't talk about it on this anyway. I don't want to spoil it for people.
But okay, something I will say. J.K. Simmons is pretty fucking good as Tenzin.
I didn't know it was him at first.
It just furthers my point that J.K. Simmons is my favorite actor.
I didn't know it was him at first, so he mm-hmm. does a very, very good job.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound exactly like J.K. Simmons. It sounds like J.K. Simmons doing a character.
It's kind of cool. I heard Richard Epcar's voice.
Yep.
He has a very obvious voice, and he had been asked earlier... a couple months ago, if he had anything to do with Korra, and he couldn't really say because mm-hmm. you know you can't really say.
Yeah.
NDA. But having seen even the first episode, he's in it. And of course. And it's not really a major role, but it's awesome to hear his voice in it. There's a lot of people I don't recognize and though.
Steve Bloom plays the main villain,
which I haven't encountered yet.
And he does a fucking creepy ass job of it.
And then I swear, there's a little girl. Like she has like two lines, but it sounds like Jesse Flowers, who played Toph Beifong in the first Avatar series.
Is it,
I actually got to meet her at the convention I was a guest at last year in March at MizumiCon. Very, very nice girl and phenomenally talented. And it was cool to see. I'm pretty sure it was her because it sounded like her.
Is it episode one or episode two where you meet her her daughter?
One.
One, yeah.
And we just spoiled. So, sorry.
They've been saying it for like the past year that...
Well, they've been saying you might see people who are related to the characters from the other one. It's been a while.
Well, no, they've pretty much confirmed her as a character for a while.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
She has the funniest facial expressions.
Oh my god, they're fantastic.
She has like this facial expression like, what the fuck is this shit kind of a thing. Right after Korra does this, like, fuck you, kind of like this. I don't even know how to describe the face that she made unless I actually, like, make it myself, and this isn't a video podcast this week. Notice how I say this week.
Uh-huh.
Foreshadowing. She just has, like, this fucking, I don't even know how to, like almost like a Flash cartoon facial expression where she just says, like...
it's real quick.
Like she, like, looks at her, and it's, like, literally, like, two frames of her with this, fuck you face.
It's a lol you mad face is what it is.
Well, it's not a lol you mad. It's like she has like this pissed off like look. Like her mouth like turns up like literally upside down.
It's an N, a lowercase N.
It's literally like a lowercase N. She's biting her lower lip. She has like one eyebrow raised. Her eyes are gigantic, and she just has like this fuck you. As Beifong has this just like what the fuck.
It's really funny.
Bitch, I'm fabulous.
But basically, go to coronation.com.
While it's still up. Because
hurry. I think they're going to take it down maybe next week.
I think like so, that. Yeah. I think they're giving us a week to see it. So, quickly.
It just went up on Saturday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got till Saturday. Maybe. We might have our information wrong, but I don't expect them to have it up very long.
Don't quote us on that.
So check it out, because it's fucking sweet.
The music.
Dude, it's super jazzy!
It's like a cross between, you know, like Avatar The Last Airbender music and like this 20s jazz. And that's because
what it is, yeah.
It looks very, like the 20s.
So we are going to talk a little bit about this because, I mean, it's not really spoilers.
Yeah, it's
but if you're really worried about it, skip ahead a few minutes.
It's just the setting, is what we're going to talk about.
But that's one of the things I love the most about it, is that it took the Avatar world and reinvented it. It was so bizarre to see cars in the world.
I was just like, what?
But they made it work. There's no, like, it doesn't feel out of place in the world.
And they look good.
They do. And it's very 20s style. You see people's clothing looks like the 20s.
And you see what looks like, you know, like an Avatar version of, like, a Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
And it, like, it as doesn't...
a suspended bridge.
And it doesn't look like... just a suspended bridge that they slapped on the Avatar world. It actually looks like it fits in the universe.
Yeah, it was like built.
And it feels really good.
It really helps show that time has passed. And that's the greatest thing about it, is because when you start off, you're just seeing kind of Korra's town, which is a water tribe off in the boonies of Iceland or whatever.
Can I talk about part two if you cover your ears?
No. No. You cannot. I'm serious, you cannot.
Okay. Part two, there's the part in there that...
with stuff
that takes up happen. Takes up the bulk of, I think, the second and third act, that it's like this really, really, really cool setting. You'll know what I mean, because it's in the second and final act. And Tenzin has a really funny moment there.
But the thing I was saying I like about it is because you start off there, and you're like, oh, well, it's Avatar. I know this. You know, it's Water Tribe. And then like, you get to the city and you're like, wow, like the world is completely changed. Republic City is like San Francisco in the 1920s. It's fantastic.
The first minute after the opening credits is freaking funny.
Yeah,
I'm the Avatar. You got to deal with it.
That's great. I love her little baby pudge.
Yes.
Sticking out of the shirt.
And what I like about this character is that they're making her completely different from Aang.
She doesn't have the whole "I've got to master all four elements in 20 days or whatever." She has three of them already down.
Like as a child, she has them already down.
It's fantastic.
But she has the drive and she has all that stuff. She doesn't have the spirituality though.
Right, and she doesn't really have the discipline.
She doesn't have the discipline, the control. She doesn't have anything.
And you can understand why not, because she grew up being able to do all these other things, knowing she was the Avatar.
She's fucking brash as hell.
Yeah,
and that's what makes her fucking interesting.
So I all in all, we're gushing over this show. So check that out.
It's fantastic.
So catch it while you can, and if it's down by the time you hear about it, I'm sorry, but it will be airing on, I think it's the 14th of April.
Yes, so you will be able to see it then.
So if you have Nickelodeon or the internet, because I'm sure Nickelodeon will put it back up on their site.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably put it, like...
they tend to have, like, the most recent episodes available.
And you can find it, like, on iTunes.
Yeah, probably.
Stuff like that.
Digital downloads are kind of big now, so I would expect that it would be up on iTunes or Amazon really quick.
And eventually, it'll be on Netflix.
Years from now. Netflix gets their television shows. They don't get seasons until the seasons come out on a DVD release.
Yeah.
So until the full season is released, they probably won't put it up on Netflix.
I'm disappointed that they don't have Adventure Time, but what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Adventure Time.
Nope. And speaking of Adventure Time, I think we should go and have an adventure of our own.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Want to do some shit?
I think we should do some shit.
Let's do some shit.
Not like drugs. That's the wrong kind of shit.
We'll throw some shit around.
Yeah, maybe spread it over the walls.
I'll shit into a bucket and...
put that up on a wall.
Hand it to you. So you take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then you take some... I don't know how we're going to take some fuck, though.
I think you've got some fuck out back, don't you?
Do we have some fuck out back?
I think it was growing, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go get some fuck, and we'll put that in the bowl on top of the shit.
Where the shit, yeah, we'll put it up on the wall where the shit used to be first, and we'll take it off and then put it down on the bowl, put it down with the shit in the glass bowl.
And then we'll stack that shit.
Fuck shit stack.
Right.
Yeah. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, brother.
All right. So thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure for us, probably not for you. I apologize.
That's 45 minutes of hell.
We like to enjoy penetrating your ear holes as much as possible.
We have come...
and we don't use protection.
To quote Tenacious D, we have come, and we are here to come again in your ear pussies.
So is that Veni, Veni, Veni?
B-
Benny Vidi Vici?
No, Veni Vidi Veni.
Oh, I came.
Yeah, you know I'm tight. Yeah, son. What?
You're not old enough to be my daddy.
All right, guys. So we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. It'll be super awesome, special fun times.
Oh yeah.
So you definitely want to pay attention because next episode's going to be.
We got a
phenomenal
because it's been 4 episodes,
it
right?
It has. It'll be our 8th episode, which means it's time for another special episode.
And it's time for
Austin kind of alluded to what it might be next week or next episode.
Another top 11.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What top 11 do you think we should do?
I don't know. I think we should make them wait.
Nah.
They can sit there and anticipate.
Let's tease them.
Hate what we're going to talk about.
We can just tease them.
Well, I will say this. In my top 11 of this genre, mm-hmm. this area that we're counting down, there exists a lion, a wizard, and a super fast car. Austin's, like, his wheels are turning. It's kind of funny.
It's either top 11 movies or top 11 animes.
Who knows? Maybe it's top 11 position. All right, so tune in next time.
Ornithologist.
So check out the next episode. We'll have some surprise stuff for you. It'll be a blast.
It's gonna be a good, fun time, you know?
Bye!
Arrgh!
So, Austin, if you went into a blood rage, right, and you're fighting a rhino,
uh-huh.
and the rhino is staring you down,
uh-huh.
and all of a sudden the rhino says, man, your mama's so fat, when she jumps in the air, she gets stuck. What would you do?
I would say, your mama's so fat that she was overweight.
You're really bad at this.
Your mama is so stupid that she was not very smart at all.
All right. You know what, Austin?
Your mama is so ugly that she was not very attractive.
This is obviously not your game.
Mama.
Austin, the rhino has pierced through your chest with his insulting horn.
No. Your mama is so fucking stupid and a whore that she isn't very smart and she slept around with a lot of people. And got paid for it. And got paid for it.
I'm out.
You fucking rhino. Fuck your shit. What the fuck's a rhino doing in here anyway? I mean, come on. Supposed to be at the zoo? The Savannah? I knew a girl named Savannah once. She was really nice. Kind of a bitch, though, if I remember correctly. I'm kidding. I didn't really know a girl named Savannah. I don't think I'd ever be able to live on the savannah either because it's kind of hot and there's a lot of animals and stuff out there and there's lions and tigers, but there's no bears. Oh my. I just don't think I'd be able to do it because you have to fend for yourself and I just don't think I could do that because, I'm a tub of lard and you have to outrun the lion and I can't do that because, I'm fucking fat, and I keep making all these your mama's so fat jokes, and really, I'm the fattest one of all.
Austin, I'm gonna
put
you in your bed.
I can't. Mark, hold me. I'm so.